A mom who couldn't raise her kids.
Who do the children live with?
They live with me.
Who couldn't pay the bills.
How much?
$1,344.
I needed a car right away so I can go see my kids whenever I felt like it.
And couldn't stay out of trouble.
He was going to press charges.
She had access to a home equity account.
It's not just free money.
I have every right to it.
But could she get away with this?
You pay child support?
No.
I don't care whether you wear a dress or a skirt or you wear pants.
Judge Judy.
The other parent pays child support.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 36-year-old sales manager Mark Germani is suing his ex-wife, 28-year-old emergency room registrar Isela Wally, for unauthorized charges on his credit card. Isela says it's her credit card also.
Order, all rise. Now, this is case number 478 on the calendar in the matter of Germani versus Wally. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated, ma'am. Have a seat, please.
Mr. Germani, you and the defendant were married. You are now divorced. How long were you married?
5 years.
Do you have children together?
Yes, ma'am.
How many children?
2.
Who do the children live with?
They live with me.
According to your complaint, after the divorce, your wife ran up a bill on your American Express card.
Yes, ma'am.
And then she went into what had been a joint account of yours.
It's actually home equity account.
And she withdrew $2,000
from
correct. That home equity, and there was $3,000 in the reserve fund that you could have drawn from.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You don't deny that you ran up this bill on American Express?
No, I don't deny that I ran it up.
Okay.
I don't believe I owe him anything.
Okay. We'll get to it in a second.
Okay.
When were you divorced? What was the date of the divorce?
July 17th, 2000.
And when was the first charge on the American Express card?
November.
November of 2000?
November 2000.
So it was clearly after the divorce?
Yes.
Okay. And how much did you charge on the American Express card?
$1,000.
How much?
$1,344.79.
Explain to me why you don't owe him that money.
Well, first of all, because I thought this was my account. He gave me the card in an envelope. And also, he told me, after I did it, he said he was going to press charges. Then, a couple of days later, he called me back and said, don't worry about it. I'm not going to press any charges.
Ms. Wally, you thought this was your account that you were charging things on that you wanted and that you planned to pay for.
Yes.
Is that right?
Right.
So why don't you pay for them?
Because he said, don't worry about it.
No, he didn't. He said,
yes,
don't worry, I'm not going to press charges. There's
he said,
a difference.
Don't worry about it. I told him, no. I'll make the payments. He says, how much do you plan on paying? I said, I don't know, $30, $40 a week, a month.
Get out of here. You don't pay American Express that way, madam. You have to pay them the balance in full. All right, forget that. You owe $1,344.79. I don't know where your head is. Now, you withdrew $2,000 from a home equity line of credit.
It's also my account. I have every right to it if it's
Who said so?
Who said so?
You have a
My
judge...
credit report.
No
the bank.
Way. Miss Wally, get your head together. You are divorced from him. You cannot obligate him for anything anymore. When you have a home equity line of credit, you have to pay that back. Who's supposed to pay it back? You or him?
I told him I was going to make payments on it because I needed a car to be able to go see my kids because they told me they were not a taxi service and that I should get a car in order to be able to see my kids. So I needed a car right away so I can go see my kids whenever I felt like it, which even after that, I wasn't able to go see my kids.
Ms. Wally,
Leanne.
Ms. Wally, hey, do you pay child support?
No.
Why not?
We have joint custody with the children living primarily with the father, and no custody is to be paid as long as the custody remains joint. And the only reason why the custody is joint, the only reason why the custody is joint was because I was afraid to fight him against this because he was always telling me, all you are is a poor Mexican wetback without an education and the judge is not going to listen to you.
Miss Wally, listen to me. You don't sound like you're a victim to me. You sound very smart. If you accessed a home equity line of credit and took out money and if you spent $1,300.44 on things. By the way, what did you buy on American Express?
If I may?
Yeah, let me see.
I have
I'm just curious, if you were in such dire need to have a car.
This is actual.
Why would you spend?
Way before I needed to have a car.
Actual tickets that were signed.
Because he had let me use his car for a while until Leanne moved in and they needed the car to trade it in for a Durango.
Dresses. So you bought yourself clothes. Clarins, you bought makeup and stuff. Eyewear and eye exams, was that for you?
Yes, it was.
Who'd you buy shoes for?
He's wearing them.
He's wearing them?
Mm-hmm.
You bought men's shoes for your former husband?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Actually, the shoes I'm wearing, I bought myself.
Did you buy you a pair of shoes?
I received shoes in Christmas, as a Christmas present for my children of okay. December of 2000.
Okay, so, Ms. Wally, once you are divorced, all of your financial obligations to the other are concluded. You cannot obligate him to do anything. If you used his American Express card and expected him to pay the bill, you are mistaken.
I didn't expect him to pay the bill.
Then you have to pay the bill.
I expected to pay the bill myself.
Good, then you pay the bill. And as far as the 2000...
The only thing is, then he told me, don't worry about it. Don't worry about the payments or anything.
No, Ms. Wally, you're not paying attention. If you said to him, I'll pay the American Express account $20 or $30 a month, he can't say to you, that's okay, because American Express does not take their money at $20 or $30 a month. They're not a Visa or a MasterCard where you can pay so much and you owe them for the rest of your life. So you owe him this money. And if you said to him, if you gave him an alternative, that alternative was unsatisfactory because his credit would be in the toilet. As far as the home equity is concerned, the home equity is merely a line of credit. That is not money in the bank in a joint account. It's money that has to be returned. And just because the line of credit may have been taken out at a time when you were together doesn't mean that you are able to take advances on that money and expect him to pay for it.
I didn't expect him to pay for it.
So good. So what are we doing here? You owe him.
He's the one that brought me here.
Never received any money.
Because you told me it was okay. You told
me. Oh, please,
he
Mr. Germani.
Me.
Mr.
No.
Germani.
Yes,
Mr. Germani, listen to me very carefully,
yes,
sir.
Ma'am.
I don't know whether she just doesn't get it or whether she just doesn't get it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Mark Germani says ex-wife Isela Wally made charges on his credit card after their divorce. Isela says she had every right to use it.
She owes you $3,344.79.
I agree.
That's what she owes you. And if she doesn't get it, she doesn't get it. I would suggest you do the smart thing. If you haven't closed out all your accounts by now, publish notices. I suggest that you do that. She is angry. She will continue to be angry. I have no idea if she's working, why she's not paying child support if you have primary custody of the children.
We have joint
she should
custody.
Be. No.
Yeah.
You may have joint legal custody, madam, but if primary physical custody resides in one parent, the other parent pays child support. That's it, and I don't care whether you wear a dress or a skirt or you wear pants. The other parent pays child support. You're lucky you're not paying child support. Don't take further advantage of the situation. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
The only reason why we're here is because Leanne is the one who wanted to proceed with this.
Actually, the woman in my life has opened my eyes to the fact that this will continue to happen unless I do something about it.
I shouldn't have had to pay this money because he told me not to worry about it.
Get a lawyer when you get divorced.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Castillo versus Garcia, step forward, please.
24-year-old cook Stephanie Castillo is suing her former roommate, 23-year-old nursing assistant Angie Garcia, for an assault and for the return of property. Angie is countersuing for unpaid rent, utility bills, and damage to her property.
Ms. Castillo, is this your daughter?
Yes, ma'am.
She necessary to be here today?
She witnessed the defendant attacking me.
Would you take her outside, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Come on.
All right, Ms. Castillo, according to your complaint, you moved in with your child to the defendant's home. Defendant also had children. You lived there for a while, and there came a time, an evening, when she was supposed to babysit. You wanted to go out. You went to sleep. She went out. You missed your party. There was an altercation when she came home, and you claim she attacked you and assaulted you.
Yes, ma'am.
In addition, you say that she has some property that belongs to you from a car of yours that was repossessed. Mm-hmm. Ms. Garcia says that you were the aggressor in this altercation that took place over the babysitting, that she doesn't have any of your property, and she is counterclaiming for back rent, for damage that you allegedly did to her property, and for things that you took from her home when you left.
Yes.
When did you move in with her, Ms. Castillo?
It was in January of 2000.
What was the rent arrangement that you had?
The rent arrangement was to split the house payment, and we each had to pay $330.
And split other household expenses?
Utilities, yes.
Now tell me about this assault. When did it take place?
On May 30th of 2001.
What was the babysitting arrangement?
I was going out that night. She wasn't going to babysit for me, but I had plans to go to a live boxing match. And
she was not going to babysit for you?
No, I had another babysitter arranged. I went to lay down and take a nap. When I woke up, she was gone and her kids were there.
What time did she come home?
2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
And what happened when she came home?
I asked her why she left her children there while I was sleeping. She was really drunk and really defensive and saying, if I didn't like it, oh well, too bad. Next thing I knew, she was on top of me, choking me. She had her knees up over my arms. She grabbed my hair, was punching me in the face. I have some pictures.
I'd like to see the pictures, please.
When I tried to push her off me, she bit my thumb, which the thumb picture didn't turn out. And she also bit my back.
Okay, what happened next?
She couldn't find the phone, so she ran to the neighbor's house to call 911 or have them call it. Finally, the police came, and I got the police report.
I see it, please.
But at the time, the police didn't take a police report. They didn't even take our names. So the next morning, I went to the police station, and that's when I got that police report. And I also had to make a report against the police for, I guess, not taking a report because they didn't even take our names. So because I had to move out, I had to use my car payment money to move out, and the bank came to get the car, and a letter was sent to our address that was stating where my belongings that were inside the car were going to be mailed, and the belongings were mailed to my boss's house, and she showed up on that day. And
how do you know that?
He told me that.
Where is he?
He wouldn't come.
You can't. Tell me what he said, because that's hearsay. Now tell me your version, Ms. Garcia, about the events of May 30th.
We were both supposed to go out together, and I had a sitter for our children. Well, she called and said that she couldn't do it anymore, so she was sleeping on the couch taking a nap.
Who called and said they couldn't do it anymore?
My babysitter, my friend Krista. She was going to babysit for both of our children, and she called and said she couldn't do it. I still wanted to go out. As a parent, she didn't want to go, so I put my children and hers to bed, and I went out. I got a call on my cell phone.
Where did you go?
I went to the bar. I got a call on my cell phone after the bar about 1.
And about 1 o'clock in the morning?
Mm-hmm. And she had left a message saying, I don't appreciate you leaving me with your kids, just going off on this message. So I went home. And she was mad about it, freaking out. What? You know, you knew I wanted to go out too, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, well, I'm sorry, next time you can go out. Well, she went upstairs. She was still rambling upstairs. Well, you need to pay me for babysitting your kids and blah, blah, blah. It's like, whatever.
Just a minute, so she went upstairs?
She went upstairs, yes.
And where did you go?
And I was downstairs and she was yelling at me, you need to pay me for babysitting your kids. And I went upstairs and I said, what are you?
So then you went upstairs?
I went upstairs, yes. And I said, why, what are you talking about? I babysit your kid all the time, you know? We started fighting, we got on the bed, she kicked me. I flipped over
the
bed.
But she said, no, we passed that over. She went into her room.
No, we started fighting in the hall. Okay. And it led right, which is, the door was right here. It's just a little
tiny
hall.
What do you mean you started fighting? How did that start?
She's like right in my face, you know, yelling at me for going out. And I had apologized several times already, you know, saying, fine, you can go out next time. I'll watch your kid. I said, it's not like you haven't left me.
I heard that already.
Yes, so then we started fighting.
Started fighting is a conclusion. So far, we're just at the verbal end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Garcia.
Like, okay, we're face to face, yelling at each other. Then pushing starts, okay? So then
no,
you start.
Who started the pushing?
I'm not sure. Maybe me, maybe her, maybe both. I had been drinking, but she was not nice like she's trying to say she was.
I don't think she was nice at all. But I think that you had been out and you had been drinking.
Yeah. And she was mad because she didn't go with me.
Okay, so you pushed her.
So we started fighting, yes.
No, you pushed her.
No, we were face to face, and I'm not saying I pushed her first because I don't know who pushed who first.
She says that you struck her first.
No, I didn't. No.
How do you know that if you don't remember?
Well.
What happened next?
And then after the fight, the police were called. They said, well, you'll both go to jail. Okay, so we didn't want to press charges, so we both stayed in the house together that night. So I woke up the next morning, and she had majority of her things on the porch. Well, I noticed she was taking my things also. I said, no, get out. You're not going to be taking my things, too. So I locked her out. So then she called the police again, and then they came over, and assisted or stood there with us while she got the rest of her things.
But you claim that sometime later she came back and she took things that belonged to you, and she also vandalized your property. What was that?
I went out of town, and I got a call from my husband saying that the house, the door was wide open, it had been broken into. The neighbors, I talked to my neighbors, they said
this. You can't tell me what anybody said to you,
Well, I have the police report right here.
I'll take a look at the police report.
The witness said that he's seen her.
I'll take a look at the police report. So you advised the police that an unknown person had broken into your house?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I want to hear what money you say she owes you for rent.
Okay. $560. Then
for what months?
May and June.
You don't get any money for June. Did you pay May's rent?
Yes, I did.
How much did you pay?
Because I moved out at the last day of May.
How much did you pay in May?
$260 probably. I don't know. I don't have a receipt. I always just, she'd tell me what we owed and I'd give it to her and she'd
And that was the first of the month that you paid rent.
I had given her my $280 it was, and she was supposed to pay it. She never paid it and kept my $280, so therefore I had to come up with another $560.
You have proof that you gave her this money?
No, I don't.
All right. Listen. And the only thing I'm entertaining here,
that's fine.
Quite frankly, is this assault.
I have my insurance paper, which I
insurance
think
for
is
what?
When she robbed me, when she broke into my house.
But you have no proof that she did it.
Okay.
Listen
that's
to
fine.
Me. You have a police report where they say they spoke to a neighbor.
Yes, that seen her entering the house.
That said that they saw her and a friend enter the house. That is not sufficient proof of a burglary and a theft and a vandalism. Do you understand?
Yes.
Period, end of discussion, and I'm certain that they didn't arrest her for this. Is that right?
No, they didn't.
Because they didn't have proof. Now, you have no proof for the police to arrest. You certainly don't have any proof for court.
I also have a gas bill where we were behind on the gas. That was also behind when I moved in. No,
what?
It wasn't. That was also behind when
you moved
in
2000.
Yeah. And that's
you moved in in January of 2000.
Right. Yeah, the bill was like $600 a month to heat the house.
So how much were you behind?
$424.71 and $332.62.
Couldn't add these up. What else?
I also have a protection order on her because after I moved out of Omaha, I moved in with my brother. She came down there and just walked into our apartment. This was 9 months ago, and she's nonstop.
Well, she better stop.
Obviously, won't
she
leave me alone.
She better stop. However. Ms. Garcia, you assaulted her.
I know.
You'd had a little too much to drink. You followed her upstairs, and you were the aggressor, and that's unacceptable. So forget your $378. That's going to be absorbed in the judgment that I'm entering for the plaintiff. What's the value of the property that you say was taken? $1,800? Well, I'm going to deduct that from the $2,300 you're suing for. So that means that you are seeking $500 for this assault.
Right.
Well, you are entitled to that. But from that, I'm going to deduct $378 because that's what you owe for the utilities for the time that you did live there prior to May.
I paid on them.
Well, let me see.
I gave you the electric that I paid off before I left, too. That was
let me see.
$142.
Let me see. $142 you paid?
Yes, ma'am. The deposit was $200 and something. They paid the bill, and then they sent me what was left over.
All right. I'm giving you $500 for the assault. That's what you were suing for. From that, I am adding and subtracting these utilities and some money for the utilities that you paid. That leaves you a balance of $264 on your claim of $500, and that's what I'm awarding you. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $264. Counterclaim is dismissed. You have no proof.
How does that excuse you? May step out.
She left me with all kinds of bills, which I and my husband had to help me pay. She wasn't working and kind of partied and slept all day, and I felt used. I may have not have brought pictures, but I did have marks also. We had a lot of problems trying to live together.